Noonday by Pat Barker.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
1. Eleanor was halfway up the drive when she sensed she was being watched. She stopped and scanned the upstairs windows, wide open in the heat, as if the house were gasping for breath. But there was nobody looking down. Then, from the sycamore tree at the end of the garden, came a rustling of leaves. Oh, of course, Kenny. She was tempted to ignore him, but that seemed unkind, so she went across the lawn and peered up into the branches. Kenny? No reply. There was often no reply. Kenny had arrived almost a year ago now, among the first batch of evacuees, and although this area had since been reclassified, neutral rather than safe, here he remained. She felt his gaze heavy on the top of her head, like a hand, as she stood squinting up into the late afternoon sunlight. Kenny spent hours up there, not reading his comics, not building a treehouse, not dropping conkers on people's heads. No, just watching. He had a red notebook in which he wrote down car numbers, the time people arrived, the time they left. Of course, you forgot what it was like to be his age. Probably every visitor was a German spy. Oh, and he ate himself. That was the other thing. He was forever nibbling his fingernails, tearing at his cuticles, picking scabs off his knees and licking up the blood, even pulling hair out of his head.